You are now listening to the greatest podcast on planet Earth, Sports Cypher Podcast, where we diagnose, debate, and dissect sports. Cypher up.
Jersey stand up and I'm in the building.
What's good, y'all? This is Ricardo, a.k.a. Maximum, a.k.a. Cardo, a.k.a. the guy with all the a.k.a.s. You are now tuned in to the Sports Cypher. Let's go.
They saved the best for last. This is Blaine, the ace of spades. And we're here to give the people what they want. More of me.
Welcome to another episode of the Sports Cypher Podcast. I am here with the guys. I am here with Ricardo and Blaze. Say what's up.
What's happening, everybody?
What's happening?
And we got our guest, man. Y'all may have heard him on the intro music to the Sports Cypher Podcast.
Since the beginning.
Hello, Snow Guys. How are you doing?
What's happening, Kanan?
It's the man Kanan in the building, yo. So what's up, Kane, bro? You good?
Oh, what up? I'm ready to go. Let's get started.
All right, man.
First thing first, let's we usually do this. Tell us your teams that you like, your teams that you follow. Who are your fans with in football, basketball, baseball?
You know, the New York Knicks and the Nets.
Wait, You're a Knicks fan?
No, I'm not.
Hold on.
Yeah.
When you became a Knicks fan, my brother.
I've been a Knicks fan since Patrick Ewing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Never knew that. Never.
And the New York Jets.
I knew he was a Jets fan, yes. Knew he was a New York Jets fan.
Never.
My boy, a Patriots fan.
No, never been a Patriots fan. I hate the Patriots.
No, okay. But you're in baseball. You're aren't you a Boston fan?
Yes.
Okay, Red Sox fan too. Never knew that either. Mm.
I always knew that. I never knew the Knicks one, but I always knew.
I love the Knicks as Patrick Ewing, Anthony Mason.
Okay.
Ward.
Okay, the Heisman winner. Okay. Okay. Any soccer teams, Liverpool, anything like that?
No, not big soccer.
Hockey?
Hockey, every once in a blue moon, but I ain't got no team.
That Rangers game was crazy, by the way. That double OT, but I digress. Go ahead.
Okay. Any favorite football player, any favorite basketball player, LeBron, anything like that?
No. Iverson is one of my favorites.
And then LeBron, number one?
No. Okay. And then Jordan.
Then LeBron, number one?
No. Then Anthony Edwards.
Now you put an Ant-Man up there with Jordan and Iverson. Not me.
Man, we will talk about Ant-Man soon. He's coming. We're going to talk about him soon, man. It's something serious.
Man, that motherfucker's a monster, man.
Yeah, he is a monster. He is definitely a monster, man. So some things just came out just now, right before the pod. The guy that was stealing the money. He pleaded guilty, and the money he paid to the bookie was paying to a lady that was on the Housewives or something. It's a lot of stuff that
was Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, Housewives of Atlanta. Right. Yeah, it's crazy, bro. All it was just coming out, bro. Like, it's crazy. Oh yeah, he pleading guilty on two charges. He faces 33 years in prison.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's really putting yourself on the mercy of the crowd. Man, that must be an open, shut case.
I think it is.
Boy dead to rights.
Because the feds was watching the dude he was paying the money to for the last, like, two, three years anyway. Mm. So when the whole thing that came up, when Shohei Ohtani's stuff started coming through their system, then it was what's up with Shohei Ohtani? And that's the reason he got wound up into everything. That's the only reason he got caught up, because the fans were already watching the bookie.
Right, because he was taking his money and they were seeing his name on track. Man.
Yeah, well.
These people swear they smart, man. Hey, you, I ain't never met a criminal who thought they was dumb, though. So
right. Right.
That's crazy. He got hand up for life. He ain't never going to see the outside world. Man,
33? Up to, well, they probably won't give him 33 since he playing, but I think they'd give him a good 10.
I think they'd give him a good 20.
Nah, I think 5 or 10.
5 or 10? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd probably give him 15.
Yeah, I'm going to stay at like 10. And, you know, he could get out earlier than that or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's a crime. Good behavior.
You see, that's a crime that what?
With no, what's the word?
Victimless crime or something like that? Or?
Yeah, victim. Yeah.
Well, I guess, unless Shohei get his money back.
I'm going to say, Shohei pockets if they're not a victim.
That's true. No, like if he had a gun.
Yeah, it was not a violent crime. That's yeah. It was a white collar crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, white collar. He's going in a nice jail.
Yep. So next we have Rest in Peace. We will start with Joe Collard. He's the leader of the Orange Crush defense for the Denver Broncos. He passed away at 91 years old. Mm-hmm. Then we have
a good life.
Yeah, Oh, definitely. Then we have Darius Morris. He was 33 years old, former player of the Lakers. His death is have not been revealed yet. But he was 33 years old. He has died.
Oh, so he, I guess he was around during Kobe time. I don't remember him. But
Yeah.
I don't remember the name, but definitely rest in peace.
Right.
33, man.
So Argentina World Cup winning coach Minotti dies at 85 years old.
Yeah, legend in the sport.
Right. Was definitely. And then we have a weightlifter and two-time European champion, Oleksandr Penichkov.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
yep, you got
he
it.
Was 30 years old, man. Died,
yeah, he. The war in Ukraine.
Front line.
The war Ukraine.
Yeah, yep. Of the Russia-Ukraine war. Yeah.
What? Is he Russian or Ukraine? He's Ukrainian, right?
With that name, I just don't know.
Yeah, I think he's Ukraine. Yeah, he's...
I want to know what happened with the two boxers, the two
The Klitschko brothers.
Yeah, they were they signed up for the war too.
I guess no news is good news, right?
Like, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about the Klitschko brothers, man.
Right. So we got a congratulations to Mystic Dan. Wins the Kentucky Derby by a nose, the closest finish ever for the Kentucky Derby. And then his chances was real low. We like it was like a 1 in 18 chance of winning.
Yeah, he was not
that's
favorite.
Like really but, slim. Like he had a slim chance to win that.
So Blaze, imagine you would have put $100,000 on that horse, man.
He would have won $1 million.
Yeah.
Man,
he'd have been set for life.
Yep.
Like screw work.
I heard the one, two, and three was like 12 seconds away or something like that. 12 seconds.
Oh, the third horse was
the third
I
horse.
Think.
Yeah, the second horse was literally like by nose. It was literally like half an inch.
Yep.
He literally won by like a half a nostril. Like the booger on his nose helped him cross it.
Not the snot bubble. He won by a snot bubble.
He won by the inch of his chinny chinny chin. Like the inch of his toe.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely, man. Next we have Kyle Lawson, another close one, beat Chris Buescher at Kansas race for the closest finish in NASCAR history. So he won by 0.0001 second.
That's crazy to me. So if it wasn't for cameras and stuff, like we wouldn't even be able to tell who won.
We wouldn't even know who won. We wouldn't even know who won without technology right now.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to him, man. Man, it's crazy.
And wasn't there like some crashes in this race? Like, I heard there was it was a crazy race. That's overall.
It was a crazy race. The last one was some crashes, and they won like that. But this one, it was just crazy.
I might be
like,
confusing the two.
And he was like in like fifth place and stuff, and him and the second place person wind up getting ahead. One other person led the whole race up for the last and final lap, and that's That's what he wants. It was pretty wild. Mm. Pretty wild.
Congratulations to him. A win is a win.
I take it. Yep. Take the shmoney, too.
Yep. Win the circle.
Yep. Barcelona, they win the fifth Liga. The title for the fifth La time Liga. In a row. Yeah. Fifth La Liga?
Yeah, La Liga.
La Liga, okay. Getting a little Spanish lesson here.
What does that even mean?
The league.
The leg? The okay, that's a...
The league.
Oh, the league. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. La Liga? Oh, the league. Okay.
Oh,
okay. That's a Spanish championship.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Let's always forget you know Spanish. Okay,
I want to use it when I have to, when right. I get in trouble.
You know you want me. You know I want you. Da-da! Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. No? Okay, let's go.
You know I can't stand that song. I know y'all love it, but...
You don't like this song?
I'm not a dance Pitbull fan. I like his harder stuff, but you know, I don't begrudge his success. All the love.
And speaking of some hard stuff, pause. But Alvarez versus Mandia. Blaze, give us a little insight on this boxing match between two Mexican-born fighters fighting for the title.
I hope that they'll get caught with PED, but continue on.
Canelo Alvarez. It was a good fight. Canelo knocked him down in the fourth round. It went all the way. But the kid was good. In the first couple of rounds, he was going toe-to-toe with Alvarez.
That sounded like one of those situations. He might have lost, but he still set himself up for some money down the road since he held his own. Yeah,
he's going to get...
In the beginning of his own, the end, he got kind of mollywhopped. He got knocked down three times. Yeah. Kind of got taken advantage at the end. So,
At the end, he was tired, and then Canelo was holding him up.
Yeah, he was holding up, punching him. Don't fall yet. Don't fall yet.
Hey, I'm not done with you.
Didn't want him to. I don't know. I guess he didn't want him to get knocked out. I don't know.
Yeah, don't fall
yet. He was playing with him. He was playing with his food.
Man, he's like, we got to go 12 rounds. I get this money. Don't fall yet.
Money.
Don't fall yet.
No, I don't want to knock you out early. I want you to go the whole 12.
Mm-hmm. Let me get this whole 12-round money. So what's the aftermath of this, Blade? I know people want him to fight a certain person. What's the aftermath of Alvarez? Who say he's the greatest fighter at his weight level ever now? So,
yeah. Well, he's a face of boxing. I don't know who he's going to... To me, he's been running away from certain boxers, you know?
Mm.
So I wait and see what's going to happen, who they're going to fight.
I like how boxing has become more of an international sport now, because I remember when I was a kid, there was a handful, you know, Roberto Duran's, you know, Lennox Lewis, but for the most part, and I don't even count Lennox Lewis because he's from an English-speaking country, but, you know, when I was a kid, like, non-American boxers were not that popular. Like, they weren't, you know, like I said, well, there was a few exceptions,
Spanish.
But...
Yeah, Spanish yeah. and Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Trinidad and Roberto Duran. Like I said, you want to go back further to the 80s, but, yeah.
So, can you get a chance to check this fight out yourself?
No, I didn't get to watch it.
Okay. Yeah, you don't care about that stuff. I don't even care.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been seeing a lot of stuff that say Alvarez need to fight this person next and don't look to fight this person. And I don't know, man. So, boxer Ryan Garcia tested positive for a banned substance. So, the substance is called Ostarine. So, it helps increase the size of your muscle, increase stamina,
your
power.
Penis.
I don't know. It normally reverses that.
You want to be like coolie, don't you?
It normally reverses that when you do that. But,
right. That's what I heard too about that stuff.
Right. So they take. So the reason they found out afterward, they took a urine sample the day before and the day of, and they tested. But by the time the results come back, the fight is normally over. It. So sample A has been tested. So he had 10 days from when they said that was tainted urine to say test sample B. Mm-hmm. So if sample B clean, then he'll be clean of all charges. Now, right. I don't know if sample B is clean yet. I don't think nothing ever came out about
came
that.
It came out today, but okay. I was trying to... It came out today, but I don't think that it's completely clean because it was okay. More than one substance in sample A.
Yes. Yeah, it was more than one.
And so I think in sample B, they only showed one substance. But the thing about it, the thing that I don't like about boxing in this situation like this, it goes down as no contest. So he gets to keep the purse. He gets to keep the money. Mm. But they scratch the records from the records book.
All right.
That sucks.
So it's like the fight never happened then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he gets
but he get to keep the money from the purse.
Yeah.
But he gets the money.
I guess.
That's wild.
Does he get like banned or suspended though? Like moving forward?
He's probably going to get suspended for like 6 months to 2 years.
Oh. Yeah, I think 6 months might not be a big deal, but 2 years, that's a few fights that he's going to miss out on. Yeah,
that's heavy. Because everybody been saying that, you know, he wasn't that good. He wasn't even the favorite. Other guy was the favorite. And I know somebody had this big argument on ESPN. What's that other former boxing name? Man, you know, I don't know boxing names like that. So he was like real, real mad, real angry. That
Roy Jones.
No
names out there.
No. It's another guy.
The thing about it, he came in 170 pounds to 140 pound fight, and the other guy came in. He came in 30 pounds over, and the other guy came in 18 or 20 pounds over. So he was heavier.
My whole thing is, this is why I don't care. Like the thing I don't care about for boxing, you have a weight class where one person's 30 pounds over and one person's 18 pounds over. Why have a weight class at that point? You're just fighting at whatever weight you want to fight at. I don't know.
Well, he paid him money for coming in.
Oh yeah, I hear you. I just feel like this shouldn't happen. Like.
If y'all have a weight class, it'll make it a hard stick.
Yeah, well, I feel like if you're more than 5 pounds
don't
over,
give me no $500 more, or no $5,000 more.
Yeah, just say this. Like, I don't know. I think the fight should just. And what do I know? I don't know.
I mean, it makes sense, bro. It makes sense to me. if that's it, Mike. Okay,
to me, that sounds like there's no rules as long as you're willing to pay. That's what it sounds like to me. As long as you're willing to pay, there are no rules. So. I don't know.
Right. So I don't know either, man. So what you think? What you think, Blaze? This taint is career, his reputation.
Well, it does. Yeah, it does. We'll have to wait and see what the government the body of boxing.
I wonder if boxing fans care about PEDs, though. Honestly, the only sport
I think they do.
The only sports I've seen where people genuinely care is the Olympics and baseball. Like, let me tell you right now, if Myles Garrett tested positive for PEDs, right, nobody would care. They're like, oh, okay. Like, nobody's going to be like, oh, he ain't that good. But like, people are going to be like, well, that sucks, but, you know, he'll be back, and I'm still going to.
But if it was a baseball, if it was a pitcher, it'd be like, oh.
Pitcher all
here. Yeah, you know, anybody trying to ban somebody for life in football?
Ex-Barry Bonds.
Right.
Chico was telling me this way. He's probably going to do. He's probably going to stay on the steroids. If they ban him for a year, he'll stay on the steroids, train with the steroids, and then when his ban is over, he'll come off the steroids. And you know.
That's crazy.
Talk about sacrifice.
Man.
They do that. The Chinese did that for their swimming team.
The Olympics, yep.
Mm-hmm.
They did that. They were banned, but then they reinstated them because something to do with the drug testers or something. They didn't do it properly or something.
The technicality. They got off on.
And then they won like 8 gold medals. So it's, you know.
It was a big thing. I remember the 1972 Olympics in Germany, the East German swim team, the women's swim team, like, buddy, these women had beards, bro.
That's crazy.
That's like, wild, man. I'm like, y'all don't think they're on something? Like,
man, they come in with the Rick Ross beard,
huh?
Uh-huh. Ooh. More like the Drake beard, if you ask me.
That's crazy. But What you think the discipline should be? Kanan, 2 years, 3 years?
Give him 2 years.
Give him 2 years? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's crazy how he got caught. Like, they got the fight let go on with him with taking on the chest. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to do things. But, I mean, hey, he got the money, so at least he got that out the way.
Had to keep the purse.
Plus he bet on himself $2 million. And he got $12 million on the bet.
He did, yeah, he did. Yep. Must be nice, huh? I guess football players like, why can't I do that?
So is it illegal to bet against yourself in boxing?
Probably not.
They don't got no damn rules. I mean, you would figure that sounds like against the law, like, to bet against yourself. I mean, you can just throw every fight, but.
And I guess if he bet himself to win,
right?
If he throw the fight and lose, he loses money.
Yeah, that's crazy,
right? So we had a trade in baseball. So the Padres traded for Luis Ariza. That's his name, Ariza.
Uh huh. All right, second baseman.
Yep, for 3 prospects and a relief pitcher to the Miami Marlins. So a lot of people say these prospects is a really good prospect. So
I would hope so, just because he's a pretty good player. He's a contact player. He's going to hit you around 300.
Batting champion, 2-time batting champion. Yes, yep.
Like, that's kind of what they need, because they got a lot of dumpers. But I don't know if they – Manny Machado, I don't think, is an average guy anymore at this point of his career. Which I say at this point of career, he's like 32 years old. But he came up when he was 19, so it just feels like he's been around forever. Yeah, him, Mike Trout, and Bryce Harper.
The
three of them, they came up the same year, and they were on the same
– Sports Illustrated cover?
Yes, and they were on a team together, like a juniors team or something like that. Which is crazy to see the three of them in the same lineup together. But
yeah, my bad. I thought you were about to start talking about the rest of the Padres hitting with Fernando Tatis and
I was just talking about like that rookie class right there. Right, that was a great rookie class, obviously.
Well, his first game, 4-for-4.
And he was on the waiver wire in Field of Dreams Points League, and I just picked him up like, thank you. Appreciate you.
Man, that's crazy. You're always taking my players. Make sure you go get Paul Skeens in every league you're in that's not with me or Jamal.
I'm in every league with you and Jamal.
Oh.
I ain't in a league where one of y'all ain't in, so.
Yeah, Paul Skeens is where they be on Saturday. Oh, let's get to the next thing. Okay, we got some NBA awards coming out there. So, Alex Caruso wins the All Hustle Award, the award that's not quantified by stats, but by his physical hustle on the court.
It is quantified by stats, actually.
Oh, it is?
They have some kind of hustle stats. So that's why there's no real vote for this. It's just the person who does good in that metric. I forgot what the stat is called.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, when I saw it, it wasn't, like, no points per game, no rebounds per game, no assists
No, it's one of those advanced stats. I forgot what they call it.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Diving for loose balls and all that other jazz.
Yeah,
he
died for 200 more loose balls than the next person.
And they also do, like, not necessarily steals, but, like, deflected passes, like, jumping in passing lanes and stuff like that. Yeah, because, a lot of times, a person will get credited for a steal, but Dennis, the one who picked up the basketball, they ain't really the one who knocked it away or whatever. So.
Or the one who caused the deflection or the interference, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. So we got the Rookie of the Year, Victor Wembanyama.
Which is the least surprise of anything ever.
I'm not surprised.
They might have all said the sun rose today.
Let me tell you this. The first player league history to reach 1,500 points, 700 rebounds, 250 assists, 250 blocks.
God damn.
And 100 three-pointers made.
Sheesh.
In a season for any rookie ever.
And that is the true unicorn.
Sorry, Kristaps.
Yeah, and wait till his three-pointers start to drop a little more. That's going to be scary.
I see why they say he's Kevin Durant, LeBron, and Rudy Gobert all into one. This is
crazy. Right.
And that's why I heard from an analyst back when he, you know, from like, mm-hmm. he all these people? I'm like, good Lord. Like when I heard him about, you know, not this year, but like a couple years ago, like look out for Victor. I'm like, nice job. Like, who in the world is Victor? He's like, man, he's going to be a monster. I'm like, okay. I didn't even know.
Yep.
And speaking of Rudy Gobert, he wins the Defensive Player of the Year.
Fourth time.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on him. Yep, you about to say it.
You got a Frenchman. You got a Frenchman win Rookie of the Year and a Frenchman you win Defensive Player.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yep. How about that?
Right.
Two countrymen winning.
Oh, whoa, well, Wembanyama French?
Yes.
No, I never knew.
Yeah, he's from France.
Yeah, he's from France. Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
He's, you know, he's African. I forgot what country his family's from.
Oh, kind of like the Greek freak. He's not really from Greece. Exactly. He was raised in Greek his whole life. Okay, gotcha.
Well, he's Nigerian, but he considered himself to be Greek.
Yeah, because he was raised.
Yeah, he was raised there, like, yeah. There was a guy well, it don't matter now. It's okay.
Okay.
That's somebody we knew from Varel, this guy named Just Sam, mm-hmm. and he used to live in Greece. He's a Nigerian dude. Any which way. Go ahead.
what about Sam R?
Uh-huh. He's definitely not from Greece.
No, he's not. Africa. That's Brooklyn's nemesis.
Oh, yeah. That's Brooklyn's nemesis. Kanan's enemy.
Listen, I ain't do nothing to him. I'm just minding my business. And I got attacked for no reason.
Listen. Boy, you drove that boy. That's what you did.
No. It wasn't me.
Well, let's speak about some people being attacked on this basketball court. So before we get in the second round, we got to go over a couple of people, a couple of things that happened in the end of the first round that mm-hmm. wasn't already taken care of. So Mavericks wound up taking care of business with the Clippers. Kawhi wasn't available. Magic wound up taking them out. Anybody was surprised by that? Anybody had the Clippers?
I was a surprise.
I wanted the Clippers to win, but I actually picked the Mavericks. So
yeah, I picked the Mavericks as well.
And then Kawhi with his weak knees don't play in the playoffs.
I think I picked the Clippers.
Right. And you know what's so funny though? This is the first time since 2016 he played more than 65 games in the regular season, but he missed the playoffs when they needed him the most. Right. That's crazy. And so some other series had wound up coming to a finish before from our last podcast that was still ongoing. The Knicks wound up taking care of the 76ers
and six.
That should have been done in five, but Tyrese Maxey went crazy.
Oh, see, I can't even say that because I'm like, the Knicks had no business winning
game two.
So
right.
It was just a wash for me.
A wash for a wash, right. A wash for a wash. Yeah. But still, credit to Tyrese Maxey. So Daryl Morris came out and said, outside of Joel Embiid and Maxey, this roster will look totally different next year. Now, I know they really want to get Paul George there if the Clippers doesn't sign Paul George to a max deal.
He's a free agent?
Yes. He's a free agent this year.
No.
Because some things was rumored him to the Knicks, him to
Paul
Philly.
George, you said? Paul George to me, and I read that, I'm not going to steal the credit, I read this somewhere. They said Paul George is the everyman superstar. He can fit into any scheme, play any role on any team. That's what makes him so good. Like, I believe it because he can drop 45 if you want, or he can do 18 and 6 assists and play solid. You know what I'm like? He can do whatever you want him to be.
He always plays solid defense. He had a really good year, too. He stayed relatively
man,
healthy.
When Paul George was with OKC, he took his defense to that next level. Oh my goodness.
His defense and his offense, because he wasn't scoring.
That's
like
when he became a superstar to me.
And that's when he boosted, because that year he jumped at the 28 points a game, but he kind of came down. He had them both of them shoulder surgeries, but still, he's still been at that level. Maybe not that 28-point level, but just right under that. So that's when, because, you know, he's been rumored to the Knicks. I saw LeBron rumored to the Knicks this offseason. I saw this article. I wanted to send it to you, Cardo. It was an article or something simple. Chris sent me in a tweet that said Knicks is, I think it was in the tweet. Knicks said they'll do anything to get Devin Booker. And the Suns are reportedly, you know, not really smitten with Devin Booker and Bradley Beal and just rebuilding the whole team. So I don't know.
I'm not the biggest Devin Booker fan.
I'm going to trade for him.
Yeah, I'm personally not the biggest Devin Booker fan, but
yeah, man. But I would love for Brian in his career there. But I saw another report came out and say he would love to sign back with the Lakers. So
I feel like nobody really know anything at this point. Like the Knicks are always rumored for everybody, even when they were bad. So that Devin Booker stuff, I kind of take that with a grain of salt.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Man, different management. Management ain't trigger happy either. So
man, hope we don't have to trade our soul to try to get a Devin Booker, bro.
Yeah, it's going to take like 5 draft picks.
Yep, you're gonna have to give up a Kevin Durant type package.
Don't want
you
know. Don't want
right.
it. Let's get somebody in free agency to come in. Well, let's just get Randall back, really. Like. I don't think we like too much off. Like, man, like DiVincenzo, nice. Yeah. We'll talk more about it when we get to the second.
Yep.
So,
yep.
The other game one that we was waiting on was Cleveland Orlando. So, Kane, give us a little thought about that series, man. You were surprised Cleveland won?
Not necessarily. I just thought that Donovan Mitchell. Every time I see him, he don't come up clutch in the first round. He pulled me around.
Right, yeah, he do come up small sometimes. Yeah.
Not this year.
50 points, 37 points, 38 points. He put up some big numbers.
I remember him in Utah putting up some big numbers in the playoffs too. But
yeah, but those were big numbers in losses.
And losses, yeah.
I hear you, but
a 50 point was a loss too. So,
but the last two games of the series, he showed out and they won. Those games, so
yeah,
that's what Jared Allen being hurt with his right. leg came.
Right, yeah. He's questionable tonight as
Evan
well.
Evan Mobley took his game to another level in this quick because he got embarrassed last year with the Knicks. Yeah, so
I was just wondering because like that 50 point game, he scored 14 points. He was the only person that scored for Cleveland, but he also was the only person that took a shot in the fourth quarter too. So I was wondering, was that like? Was that just him being carried a team, or was he playing hero ball and missing out on open players just because he wanted to be the hero? I don't know.
Right. I don't know either, but hey, they won, so.
Hey, but I know you felt the type of way, Cardo, about them purposely tanking games to play against Orlando. Orlando gave them.
I think that's a usual. I just don't think that's a good strategy to have because you just never know. I mean, it's the playoffs, man. Like,
anything. Well, I guess they take because they wanted to avoid the Knicks in the second round. That's my theory.
I thought it was because they didn't want to play the 76ers.
Yeah,
they were trying to avoid the 76ers. Yeah, not the Knicks. Mm-hmm. So now look at it though. Okay, so they got past Orlando, but look who they're playing now, right?
They're playing Boston.
They have no chance in this series.
If they would have been the 3 seed. Right. And at the time, the 76ers still could have got the 6 seed.
Right.
They was like, you know,
the whole playoffs would have been different. They wouldn't have been playing Boston right now. Well, who knows if they would have got past the 76ers, but,
right.
You know, that's assuming they did. I think they just made their playoff road more difficult, but, you know, what else? I just don't think it's a good strategy.
Okay. Right. Most definitely. A little side note, it's about the Heat, since the Heat with the AC, you know, they lost to the Celtics.
So, I love this.
The Jimmy Butler, like, he won a max deal. Pat Riley was like, max deal.
No. He said, no, I don't want to give it to him. No.
He didn't just say no. He said, max deals is normally for players that play on the court every night. Like, he's like,
yeah. Pat Riley's still a full savage out here. He ain't changed not one bit.
Man, he said, you want a max deal? I want max games played. Like,
right.
Say, you got to go earn it.
And then since the Heat lost, you know, Butler been on social media trolling the Knicks real hard and other team. Pat Riley, he is not a fan of that at all.
Mm-hmm.
He is not a fan of that at all.
He literally told him to shut up, which is hilarious to me.
How you feel about that, Blaze? If you're a GM, bro, you see a player just on Twitter talking about other teams knowing your team lost. How you take that, Blaze?
Tell him to shut up. You should have took that energy on the game so we could be still in it.
And you know, my brother didn't like how he what he told Tyler Hero to get him motivated.
Right. I told y'all what I thought about that. I was like, so you're gonna. The destroy the best player or the second best player on your team when you're not going to be playing. Right. That Jimmy Butler's a weirdo in certain ways, man. I'm not going to knock his
tenacity.
When he played, bro.
That last year special run last year in the playoff was special when he.
I don't think I'd want him on my team though. I think he wears out his welcome very quickly.
Right. Right. So talk about 9-26. 9-26. Da 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 da. And then he was getting a hero fate. Hero swung and missed. 9-27. I ain't gonna lie, I laughed my ass off. That was
man.
That was funny as hell, man. But all right, man, let's get into some of these games. Let's start off in the West, man. 2-3 seeds. As of right now, we know it. Denver lost both games at home. One without Rudy Gobert.
Shocker.
Both of them was blowouts led by Ant-Man. And they're going back to Minnesota.
Minnesota, yes.
Down 0-2. So what y'all think about Nuggets' chances of making this a series?
I don't know, but I was listening to on the sports channel. They were comparing their defense to the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, the Bulls of the 90s and late 90s?
They're comparing Minnesota's defense with them.
That is a very, very good defense, though. Like,
it is.
The best I've seen in quite some time, actually.
Like, I was telling
Minnesota?
Yes, that's the best defense I've seen in quite some time.
As a team. So I was telling Mo was like, well, you know, Conley ain't like this. The Minnesota remind me of the Lakers, except they don't have no Derek Fisher. And I'm like, well, Derek Fisher is Mike Conley. He was like, man, Mike Conley, he ain't that dude like that. I said, he don't got to be the dude with the
Derek
Memphis
Fisher
Grizzlies.
Wasn't like no dude like that. I mean, he did what he had to do, but.
Yeah, but he felt like Fisher had better defense, better team leadership, one of them glue guys. He ain't think Mike Conley was a glue guy. I said, bro,
Mike Conley is definitely a glue guy.
He may not score like he used to. Right. He still got that defense and that veteran experience. Game one. What did he do game one? A double-double.
Yeah.
No, Jamal was like...
Mike Conley been a glue guy like his whole career, right. To be honest with you. Like, that's his thing.
So he thought that Conley was going to get destroyed by Murray, by the Blue Arrow. So
might get the end of him... More games than not in the series, but
as of right now, Conley took advantage. Murray
got him frustrated.
Threw a heat pad on the floor
on the front, in the middle of the game. Right now,
in the middle of the game,
they fined him already.
Yeah, he got fined $100,000.
Yeah,
he's not suspended, but $100,000.
Yeah,
I thought he was gonna get suspended.
Nah, they just fined him. I think it was regular season, they would have suspended him
because the referees didn't even know that it was him. The referees thought it was the fans that shut them in.
Now, here's one thing I can't stand about the NBA.
What's that?
I don't like how, and I know a lot of fans will disagree, and they do this in the NFL too. Call it the same way you do in a regular season. Like I'll give you an example. In the Knicks 76ers series, when Joel Embiid grabbed Mitchell Robinson's leg and yanked him down, and that's what re-aggravated his injury. I was like, can break somebody's ankle doing that.
But he also pushed up in the ground too
but I was thinking of more of the, because he got a flagrant one for the thing he did to Mitchell Robinson, because it wasn't a basketball play at all. And you know, people brought it up, like that same exact thing happened. I think Draymond Green did it in the game, and he ended up getting suspended for it. Like, so I'm like, what's the difference?
Earlier this season with Josh Hart, when he made a mistake and kicked the person head on mistake because he didn't see him on the ground, they kicked him out the game for that.
Yeah, he got kicked out the game. Yeah.
But they didn't do the same thing to Joel. You know what I'm saying? So But what you think, Brooklyn? You think Nuggets got a chance to come back? You think the Joker's going to bring them back?
No. The Joker's going to have to play out of his mind to get back in the series because they got Jamal Murray in jail and they're making the play up to their level. It's not the Lakers series when he was getting whatever he wanted. You got
normally
big
the playoffs
on
Murray
you.
Normally do though. In the playoffs, he do show up, but man, Conley, like I told, Conley is a difference maker, bro. I don't know. Conley is there for defense. Ant-Man play really good defense. You have McDaniels, You have Rudy Gobert. Then you got Naz Reid. But that's legit defensive dudes right there.
And let's keep it a buck too. They've been arguably the best team in the West all season long. It's not like they just caught fire at one moment. Carl Anthony Towns went down. They still was winning games.
Right, because he was out for about 2.5 months.
Yeah, so they were still winning games. They were still top three in the division, in the conference.
Rudy Gobert got hurt for a while, and Naz Reid was doing his thing. That's why he was able to win that award.
Yep.
He was doing it. So, but you know, it's been a toss-up, but I can't lie and say I am shocked. Not that the Nuggets losing, but how they
lose. How they're losing. I don't know if you guys remember when they signed Rudy Gobert, and I'll raise my hand. I said
they traded for him. They traded them all on the first round draft pick.
And I said, "Why you have Karl Anthony Towns there? I don't know why you need another center for real." But
they want a rim protector.
Yeah, but it's working out for him.
You notice I didn't name it. Karl Anthony Towns as their defensive player. He's normally not known for that defense like that.
I agree. I was just like. But you're kind of duplicating roles a little bit. But they work together in tandem. So,
Karl Anthony Towns got a bit of a 3-point stroke and the outside jumper with stuff.
And so it was just a huge overpay for me at the time. I was just like,
it was a big overpay.
I was like, I don't know, person who scored 11 points a game. I don't know if I, bro, like,
that's true. But I guess it's gonna be worth it if they get to the finals.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it was an overpay. I can't lie.
What's up, Jersey?
So, so we'll see if Minnesota can bring trouble down the Nuggets door. And we'll see. So we'll see in this next game at the West. The first game was yesterday. The Thunder manhandled the Mavericks, blew them out the water. Shea had 28-9-9. Mm-hmm. Luka struggled with his shot, 19 points.
He tied for the second lowest points ever scored in a playoff game. 19. He went for like 6-for-19 or something, or 6-for-18 in that game.
Right. Chet Holmgren, Cannon guy went crazy and stuff. And
that one of for rookie of the year.
Yeah. The one you felt like should have won rookie of the year?
No, Victor was deserving of it. He deserved it.
Okay.
I was going to say, that wasn't even close, bro. Like,
it wasn't.
He beat him in basically every freaking category. Yeah. So.
Right. So what y'all think, man? I picked the Mavericks. I can't lie. I picked the Mavericks.
I had OKC here.
Luka got to come off the ball and let Kyrie go crazy. Yeah.
And I understand people like, oh, they're young. I'm like, man, basketball be a different kind of animal sometimes. Right. Like,
sometimes the young talent went. Well, that's what the Nuggets were. They were the young talent. People were like, oh, they're young. They're not ready yet. And they ready right into the championship twice. So,
yep.
What you think, Blaze, Nuggets, Thunder? I mean, not Nuggets, Thunder, Mavericks, Thunder?
I think he might have dropped.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he dropped. He's saying Mavericks with me. Good job, Blaze.
I'm gonna go Thunder on this end.
Thunder and six.
I'm gonna still stick with my pick till I'm proven wrong. I'm gonna stick with my courage and my convictions.
They're gonna have to play a different. They're gonna have to do a different adjustment. Have Luka come up the ball and let Kyrie run point. They're gonna have to do something different to beat the Thunder.
Oh, we'll see. They probably just gotta just do more motion and stuff.
I just think healthy. I think that's biggest thing.
He's dealing with
his knee. Yeah, he's definitely not holding up too good. So, okay, he's back.
Well, he better. Yeah, he gotta try to do what he can do. Let's go over there to the east. I love playing on the west side, but I miss playing on the east side. And I start with the New York Knicks.
You guys can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm going against the Pacers, man. Hell of a game one, man. What you say, Cuddle?
I can't lie. I think the Knicks have been very blessed for some bad refereeing in this playoffs.
Mm-hmm. But just I said, referee is blind now.
Huh? One more time?
It's just I said, the referee are blind.
are they to see blue and orange? I don't know. Like, there's been some calls. I was like, man, the Knicks lucky. Now
they say they missed four calls. That was early in the game. The main one at the end, it was the correct call. They came out and they put that in there today.
Which one?
Whatever one that people were saying.
The offensive foul on
Miles Turner. Yeah, when people say that was the wrong call.
I was talking about the kick ball. That was a huge call. The kick ball when it was under a minute to go.
Oh, yeah. He should have used the challenge. He didn't use the challenge.
They said it was a play that couldn't be challenged for one reason or another. But yeah, they said that an Indiana player kicked the ball, but it was clear that he didn't kick the ball out of bounds at all. It didn't even touch him. But, you know, but hey, man, a win is a win. But even though you still got to maximize the opportunities, end of the day, Bronson went bonkers in the fourth quarter. I think he scored 21 of his 43 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, because I don't want to say no. In the first half, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then he went 14 for 14 from the free throw line. He had one three. He didn't hit a three till the fourth quarter. He scored 43 points and hit one three-pointer. You don't see that very often, actually. No,
but Dante DiVincenzo was hitting them threes. I believe he had 25 and
I think he had 21 or 24, but he almost had a triple-double. He had 21, 13, and 8.
Right.
And he's 6'4", and he has 13. Man, he might be the best rebounding guard I've ever seen.
Right. Like, he is, bro. Oh, I was just talking about because he's only like 6'4", bro.
He's 6'4",
The way he rebounds, bro, is crazy, bro. His hustle, his rebound game, it's been like that since the Pelicans, but it's like as he got older, he do it at a more consistent rate. I was like, man, who is this guy that...
He's like the Charles Barkley of shooting guards.
Yeah, he ain't lying. Yeah, Charles Barkley was 250. He like won 200.
Yeah, but Charles Barkley was what, 6'7"?
I thought Charles Barkley was 6'6", 6'5".
Six, something like that, masquerading right. as a power forward. Yeah. Like,
normally power forward was 6'8".
Yeah, 6'8" and higher, yeah.
Defending Shaquille O'Neal and all this.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Right. So who y'all have? Y'all have the Knicks on this one?
Yes, I had the Knicks in 6 as well.
Okay. I say 7 at first, but if they can finish them off in 6, that'll be really, really great.
I'm going to go 5.
Because the Knicks getting really thin, man. Losing Robinson for the remainder of the season. Man, Knicks is getting really thin. Really thin.
They're going to have Precious play some more minutes at center.
Right.
Because he wasn't even really in the rotation anymore.
But what is Tali Halliburton going to do? Because if you can take that away.
Yeah, because, I mean, Halliburton, I think, scored 6 points in the first game. So
He's not fully healthy either.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
Man, okay. Then let's get to the Celtics and the Cavs, man. What y'all think about the Celtics and the Cavs?
I don't think the Cavaliers can hang at all. I think it might be a sweep. I'm going to give them one game just because.
A gentleman's sweep.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, a gentleman's sweep.
Yeah,
gentleman's
sweep. But give them a game.
Give them a game, the gentleman's sweep. Okay. What you got over there, Kane?
I got the Celtics in 5.
Okay. Yeah. You feel the same way, Blaze? Celtics can't be beat?
Yeah. I think the Celtics are going all the way.
The Celtics can be beat by the right team.
Because it's going to be hard to beat the Celtics because, one, they score a lot. I think that's the best offensive team in basketball this year.
And they defend with Holiday and White.
And their defense is phenomenal. Like, top, when you have the number one offense and, like, a top 7 defense, that's a pretty good combination. That's hard to beat, man. Like,
Right. So, okay. Okay.
I mean, when you have Derek White dropping 25 on you.
Oh, Derek White been going crazy this playoffs, bro. He known for defense.
Yep. Man, and I think Jaylen Brown had like 35 or something. So.
He had 32.
32? Yeah. I'm like, man, when he had – and Jason Tatum was just regular. He wasn't even – he had like 19 points. He was just like, I got to do much tonight.
Yeah, because he didn't have to do nothing.
Yeah. I just need a distributor.
Right. Okay. So that's a wrap with the basketball, man. Man, can't wait to see it, man. Mavericks, find a way to make me right.
SGA, close the mouth.
I do like I'll SGA, never root for the Mavericks.
I do like SGA, though. That's,
I love you, sorry, SGA. Mom. Sorry, Chucky.
Except for the last week, you sold me out, and I could have won three championships.
That's the same way I felt about Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
I'm a Jason Kidd fan, but nah.
I saw today they said NFL schedule will be released on the 15th. What day is the 15th? Next Wednesday?
Yeah, that's a Wednesday.
Today.
Okay. So while we were recording, the schedule will be releasing. So we'll get to it, if not next week, the week afterwards. So we got a gots to be more careful. This one is crazy right here, man. Brittany Griner said she considered suicide during her first weeks of the Russian prison. Man, did y'all read that? You had to read that article. It was kind of crazy.
I read that. I was like, wow.
Bro, they had her laying on sheets with blood on it already.
It said she had to cut her hair because the spiders was on top of
her. And her hair was wet and it was cold. She didn't want to be sick. It wasn't for another person to kind of get her through. She probably would have really.
Let me tell y'all.
What's up?
People, and obviously jail's not good wherever you are, but American jails are nothing about somebody. Let me tell you, man. That's like a 5-star hotel. The way some prisons are in the U.S. compared to some of these other places, man. Like y'all watch Locked Up Abroad, man. I ain't trying to.
Man, they said it was giving her molded bread and what else that was like 15-year-old toothpaste and brushing her teeth with and that's rough, bro. That's
I wasn't even surprised that she said she was thinking about taking her own life when I read that stuff. I'm like, I think a lot of people would feel the same way if they had to endure that.
That was a crazy interview.
It's with Robin Roberts and you know, she said she forgot she had the babies. She equal it to like you forgetting something. What she kind of see like it's equal to you was forgetting something, but on a more grand level when you're packing the suitcase. I forgot what she said, but she said it was totally unintentional. Like she forgot she even had it in there. Man, that was a costly forget, man. Because the rules in other countries, they are rules.
That's like all those people you see. Flying with guns, and they forget they have their gun in their bag and stuff.
Yep.
Which is crazy to me, but...
Think about other countries. A lot of other countries, you have to have people on the outside bringing you money to buy food and buying stuff, or else you're really in trouble.
Yep.
Because they don't give you anything. They give you bread and water. Bread and water. That's it.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy, man.
No three hots in a cot.
I'm glad she able to survive and make it home, man. It was looking bleak. She said it was looking bleak herself, man. She said she thought she would never get home.
I bet.
All right, man. Police investigating Rasheed Rice for a hitting photographer at a nightclub, right?
What a dumbass. Yes, it was a nightclub.
Yeah, so what you know a little bit about that, Kanan, about this this particular incident that he's dealing with, because he already facing a potential 8-game suspension. They say potentially. So did
8 games?
Yeah, potentially. That's before this incident right here. So this is just a cherry on top of a for sure 8 to 10 game suspension. To me, I'm saying that.
Damn, he's having himself a bad offseason. That's what he's having.
Yes. So basically, he went to a nightclub and he probably got into an incident. But I didn't read the whole thing. I just seen like a little bit of the headline.
Yeah, I heard it's investigated and they use allegedly. Yeah. So right. What you about to say, Blades?
Yeah, he got in it with a photographer, right?
Yeah, photographer. Yes.
Yeah, if the news was wanted to ask him questions, I guess he was tired of answering questions about what he did. But you got to realize you put yourself in the spot.
And you know, it might not even have been him. It could have been somebody in his entourage, because you know. These people don't understand. When your crew, they represent you.
Right.
Yes, they do.
You know, like, they're not going to sue your man. They're gonna sue you.
Like, because you put yourself in this situation to get sued.
I ain't gonna
the thing about it is you put yourself in the spotlight, in the media spotlight from doing this racing.
Right.
So you gotta take it. Yeah, if people come and take pictures and ask you questions, you gotta live with it. You can't be getting all. All right,
here we go. You know, maybe you want to stay home for a little bit, bro.
I was about to say that.
I'm not saying don't live your life, but
yeah, you young, bro. Just cool out for a little bit, bro. Train, get yourself in the best position. Not saying you're not doing that, but just chill for a while. But don't be no well photographer, which is their job, by the way.
Right.
To follow and get scoops of that's why they call it paparazzi.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd have been different if he cornered a man out of Walmart. You know, I mean, like you in a club, bro. You know, like
you in a popular scene where is that? And by the way, paparazzi be there as well. So
yeah, maybe you just wanna let the heat die down a little bit.
Throw a little kickback at your house where you can control.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just let the situation blow over.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Kansas City might get pissed off and they might cut you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys gonna get you and rehabilitate you. You know we good for it.
Yep, that's like Greg Hardy.
Yep. Yep.
Rehabilitated.
Yep. Play good for us, then we let them go when we ain't need them no more. Then they got mad and did crazy stuff.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Boy, been doing crazy things.
He just wake up one day, he's trying to do crazy stuff, bro.
He hopped about the bed like that after the Cowboys. You know, when the Cowboys turned to you, devastated.
They hopped out the bed with the 15 guns. Yep.
Boy, he said, shoot us up in the leg.
He would be sleeping with money. He'd sleep with guns. That's right, like
Plexigo. Huh? Shoot us up each other. Plexigo.
Man. Mm-hmm. I still feel that bullet cost us a potential Super Bowl.
I wound up getting one in 2011, man. Y'all made up for it.
Nah, bro.
Y'all made up for it. Y'all got it in 2011.
That team was even better than the Super Bowl winning team from the previous. That was a good team, but
y'all made up for it though. Y'all got Eli's second ring. You made up for it, bro.
I guess.
Yeah, there was a thing. I was shocked they didn't have Eli come to Brady's roast. They didn't. They talked about it, but they.
Yeah, I know he said some funny stuff though. He said, "Oh yeah, he said I already roasted him two times. I don't think a third time would be fair." That was funny to me.
Peyton Manning got into a little business and stuff. I ain't watching it. I just was reading the articles about it and stuff. I'll probably watch it sometime this week.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, okay. So Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, him and Dr. Dre got a beverage, alcohol beverage line, are the new title sponsors of the Arizona Bowl game.
It is named after a single.
It's the first NCAA sanction to be backed by an alcoholic product.
It's gonna be called gin and juice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sponsored by gin and juice.
It's gin and juice. So it's already made gin and juice mixed up in a bottle, which by the way, I do want to try myself now. I didn't know they even had this product out. But I would like to try to see
what it's gin and juice bowl.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't really care for orange juice and alcohol. But I don't like screwdrivers and stuff like that. So
I love screwdriver. What happened if it's other type of juice with gin? What happened if they just be creative with it, man? You gonna try it?
But gin and juice is gin and orange juice usually. Number That's what one, they're talking about. But
juice is bad for alcohol because it's too much sugar. Number two, I don't drink gin. I drink everything else but gin.
I've been old fuddy duddy, man. You gonna drink it too, man? Listen.
He gonna put the gin in your jungle juice.
Listen, we
buy it. I'll take a sip.
Gin is already in jungle juice already. That's one of the most important ingredients in jungle juice is gin.
I hate gin.
You can't taste it though.
Yeah, it's so good though. It's so good when you can't taste it. All right, y'all. he went crazy. Okay, so he went crazy. Was Terrell Owens wants to join his son on the 49ers so they can play together. His son is Tyreek Owens, an undrafted free agent, and he said that he compared it to LeBron and Bronny playing together. So T.O., last year we talked about him trying to come back and say he's good for the playoff, just give him.
And he's what, 49 years old?
And he said he still is running 4-4 in the 40. So, what you think, man? You 49 should give him a chance to practice with his son over the summer.
They're gonna break a hip.
They can put him on the practice squad. That's cool. I think that'd be a cool story. No harm, no foul kind of thing. Like,
wasn't he drafted by the 49ers?
Yes.
Yeah. In the third round out of Tennessee Chattanooga.
What you call the place?
Tennessee Chattanooga.
Okay.
Close enough. I'll give you 85%.
No, you're right. You got me right there.
No, that was excellent.
Chattanooga.
Man, you know you there for the pronunciation. I'm there for the, you the historian buff. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you knew all the places in the South.
Mm-mm, I've never been there before.
Only in New Orleans.
Me either.
So that's a wrap on today's pod, man.
You want to shut us down, Kane?
Yeah. What's up, Kane? What's shut us down?
I'll do it.
Since you gave us our tagline and everything, you might as well.
I know. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast of the wonderful folks of the Sports Cypher. And if you love what you like to listen to, keep listening. And also rate us on every podcast you listen to. And we're going to continue to give the people what they want.
Dad's playing with his son in sports.
And if he committed crime, let's see what she watched.